some consider Boston City Hall a marvel of 1960s brutalist architecture. Others call it just plain ugly. No matter how you spin it, the 55-year-old landmark needs a lot of repairs. WBUR's Walter Wasserman recently spent a day exploring the mechanical guts of City Hall from the rooftop to the basement.
I'm standing on top of Boston City Hall with Walter Paluchowski, the building's chief power plant engineer. He carefully steps around a screaming seagull.
Okay, baby, we won't bother you. Well, I don't bother them, they don't bother me.
We're here to check out a set of metal cooling towers. These massive units regulate the air temperature for some 2,000 people working in the 9 stories below. Paluchowski is part handyman, part detective, and he's seen a lot in 2 decades at City Hall. He tells me about the time he had to come up with a quick fix for a big leak up here.
I thought I have the pictures from the time when I put the tarp on the side of the tower to keep the water in.
A blue tarp?
Yes.
Did that work?
Yes, I kept the water in. And I have a couple of hoses, you know, garden hoses to maintain the water. You have to, you know, you have to sometimes think what to do, you know, to keep running.
Boston City Hall is a bit of a Frankenstein. Its HVAC systems were repaired and replaced in a patchwork over the years, resulting in a mix of old and new that only a maestro like Paluchowski can keep running. We head down a dark metal staircase to the basement. Paluchowski checks a backup chiller for City Hall's data center. It's one of the most important rooms in the whole building and one of the hottest.
24/7 we have to supply chill water to those chillers. Otherwise, probably in 2 hours, they will get so hot over there that those computers might even just fail to run.
The chillers are working fine today. The system is pretty new. The big problem now is the building's original 1960s hot water pipes. The designers of City Hall apparently didn't think much about the possibility of pipes bursting or leaking, or how to get at them. Many of the original pipes are nearly inaccessible, completely encased in layers of concrete.
We've had leaks in that piping over the years. We've actually had to core into that concrete just to be able to repair and actually identify the leak.
That's Eamon Shelton, Boston's Commissioner of Property Management. They're now replacing all the hot water pipes as part of the $80 million the city expects to spend on City Hall maintenance over the next 5 years. Experts in 1960s brutalist architecture say many buildings from the period are suffering from these kinds of maintenance issues. Mark Pasnick is a professor of architecture at Wentworth and the author of a book on Boston City Hall. He admits the architect's artistic ambition may have outweighed some practical concerns.
In a lot of ways, I think maybe they were tied up by their desire to make a building that was a total work of art.
Pasnick thinks the building is worth preserving for aesthetic reasons, but also because it's less costly than starting over.
To me, we have one of the most impressive, robust, complex, challenging city halls in the country, maybe in the world, and I am very glad to see it get a new life.
Of course, many people disagree. Former Mayor Tom Menino even proposed selling off the property and relocating to the waterfront, saying the building was, quote, unfriendly and cold. Mayor Michelle Wu has an entirely different take.
City Hall is an architectural treasure. I don't care what anyone else says about the appearance.
Wu says she's committed to funding the building's long-delayed maintenance needs.
Of course, it's always easier to create something new or put money to a new announcement rather than do the more boring or simple hidden tasks of regular maintenance to make sure that things can last longer in the long run.
Even as City Hall gets an upgrade, it's losing its chief caretaker. Walter Paluchowski says he's getting ready to retire. He's trying to teach all his secrets to a new generation of City Hall operations workers.
It's quite a little bit to learn it. It's not just looking at the screen and sit in the control room. You have to be in the field, you know, because some things you still have to manually adjust.
Paluchowski heads to the stairs and descends back into the concrete fortress of City Hall. He hopes a fresh infusion of money and a new set of stewards can take this quirky old building into the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Walter Wuthman.